Hollywood, NBC brings you Hedda Hopper. With tonight's news brought to life by Wallace Ford, J. Carol Nash, and John Carl Thomas. And here she is, from the desk by the window looking right down on Hollywood and Vine, Hedda Hopper.
Hello, everybody. Frank Sinatra will not be able to get a Mexican divorce to marry Ava Gardner. Nancy tells me she has no intention of giving her consent, and he can't get one without it. Her reason? She doesn't think it would be good for Frankie. Shelley Winters will marry Farley Granger as soon as they finish Behave Yourself, in which they play husband and wife. Merle Oberon's newest escort is Dr. Rex Ross, whose ex-wife married Elliot Roosevelt 4 days ago. And by the way, there's something nice about Elliot and Minnie's marriage. It was the fourth for each, so they're starting off even. Sylvia Sidney is really divorcing Carson also, this time. And this time she's throwing the book at him. Joan Davis was sued for a $7,000 gambling debt to the Rancho Vegas Hotel in Las Vegas. Vera Ellen and Rock Hudson's wedding plans are for the future. He wants to establish himself in films first. Amanda Blake, the beautiful redhead, will marry Ron Randall, Australian actor in Mexico City, on May the 28th. Zazu Pitt's daughter Anne will make her a grandmother this fall. Yesterday was St. Patrick's Day, so naturally, whom do I put in the column?
Dear Mamma Mia, you're loving a San Luigi Vasco, little immigrant.
Yes, of course, J. Carol Nash, one of America's great actors. Besides Luigi the Italian, I'm sure you remember him as the Mexican father in Medal for Benny, Chief Sitting Bull in Anna Get Your Gun, the French Creole fisherman in The Toast of New Orleans, and one of his greatest successes on the stage was when he played a Jewish rabbi. But there's a surprising news story in where the Nash family comes from.
Well, it's County Limerick, me darling.
Yes, Carol, you're Irish. But in all your cosmopolitan career, you've never had a chance to play the part of an Irishman, have you?
Well, that was in the old days, before tonight, before I became an item in Hedda Hopper's column.
And that's exactly right. You're my big story, Carol. This is your debut. And in something very special for tonight. Special for the Irish.
Well, there's Irish all over the place, Hedda, and I brought another one along to help, that fine actor, Wallace Ford, who played in the original movie.
Hello, Wallace. You were Frankie McPhillip in RKO's picture, The Informer.
That's right, then and now.
And I'm Gippo. Gippo Nolan, I'll be. The scene is an island. The time of the Troubles. The Irish Rebellion. The time when the English black and tans were the enemy. When there was a price on many a fine boy's head. But little food for anyone's mouth. The time when misery walked like fog in the street, the foggy, murky streets of Dublin.
No, why don't you look
Gippo,
well?
Gippo.
What?
Gippo, it's me.
Frankie McPhillip. I don't wonder you stare. I'm in luck to find you here.
Man alive.
What is it? What are you staring at?
Nothing. Nothing at all, Frankie. Why you came on me so suddenly?
Right. Guess I'm getting jumpy myself. Fighting up just a price on my head.
That's what I've been here.
£20. £20. That's all I'm worth.
£20.
Come along, lad. Let's be walking. There's men on the street. What's the matter with you? Say something. Don't you
care
to see me?
£20.
What's that?
Nothing, Frankie. I was just thinking about Katie. That's all.
Oh, Gippo, what's the use? I'm hungry and I can't in a room rent. You, have you got the price of a fluff on you? No. So why do you care if I talk to men on the street? Oh, don't look at me like that, Jippo. You're all I got. You're the only one who knows this. But what chance have we got to escape? Money. Some people have all the look. Look at that thing in the window, underneath the ha-ha. Take this beautiful boat to America. Just a few pounds, and the world is ours. Just a few pounds. Might as well be a million.
All right, then go on. Get your money from the fellow you were making up to the one I threw in the gutter.
James, Jippo. Too good for me, eh? Well, let me tell you something. You're no better than any other man. You're all alike.
Katie, I didn't mean that.
Go along with your fine principles. I can't afford them. Leave me alone.
£20.
Jippo, I say, what's the matter with you, boy?
Nothing. I think of Miss Katie. 6 months is a long time, my boy.
You can say that again. For me to be on the run, sleeping out in the hills, freezing cold and no decent grub. Says I to myself, I'll just sneak into town, see me mother, then duck out again. And here I am. Did you deliver the messages? What did my mother say?
She blessed the saints we were alive. Then she followed me out crying and put half a quid into my hand to give to you. But I had nowhere of finding you, and I was that hungry that the day spent.
You big lover. That was her way of giving it to you. She likes you, Jippo. Lord knows why. What's come over you? What are you talking about?
Nothing, Frankie.
Is there anything queer about me?
No. But, you see, Frankie, I've been court-martialed.
What for, man?
Well, it was the British soldier that killed Twin Cannon. We drew lots for it, and I got the shot match. Well, I took the dirty murderer out in a lorry, and he begged for his life. I couldn't do it, Frankie. I couldn't do it, not in cold blood. And besides, he swore that he'd desert the Tans if I let him go.
And she believed him. What did Commandant Gallagher say?
Well, he nearly had me plugged when I went back to the report, and then they threw me out of the organization. Now the British think I'm Irish, and the Irish think I'm British, and long and the short of it is I'm going around starving without a dog to lick me trousers.
You poor fathead. And to think of the jobs we pulled off together, and the streets we come through. We made a great pair, eh, Jippo? With your muscle and my brains, and we'd get in the tight places with me that formed the plan. That sought the way out, remember? And the minute I leave you in trouble, man alive, I'm your brain. But it's your help I'm needing now. I looked you up first thing to find out if the Tans are still watching the house. Have they got any guard in my mother's house?
Not since Christmas.
But I'm on. If I get a chance to see Gallagher, I'll put in a word for you. Up the rebels.
Up the rebels! No, 20 pounds. For sure, no.
Now, look here, now. 20 pounds! 20!
South of your arse, lad. This headquarters is no place for blokes like you.
I want to see the officer in charge. They tell you no, give your hands off me. Get him off me, eh? I want to see the officer in charge.
Well, aren't you going to count it, man? Go on. Count it.
Well, just this will make it out of here, will you? You keep me waiting and waiting and waiting.
Nobody's keeping you waiting any longer. We work fast and we get the help of an informer.
No, I...
Now count your money and get out of here.
You made a great care, Jimbo.
But I've been starving for the last 6 months. I had no money. I had nothing.
We need a great tear, Chippo. We need a great tear.
Amen.
Have you seen him yet, Chippo? That's a poor little Frankie lying in there. Sure, he looks more asleep than dead. It's the first bit of patient all the poor boy's ever had.
Be quiet.
Mrs. MacPhillip, I'm only here now to wish you the very, very deepest sympathy.
I'm sorry for your trouble, Mrs. MacPhillip.
Shush, lad. What are you shouting for when there's a weak corner?
Let him alone, Barty. He was a friend of the dead boys.
Yeah, all the same, Jip. Well, you might show some respect for the dead.
And I'll do what I want, I'll... Ready to leave them alone.
But you dropped them. I only wanted to hand them to you, Jippo.
I swear before the Almighty God that I want Frankie to keep away from the tans.
Good heavens, Chippo, does nobody suspect you?
Indeed, oh, no.
Sure, it's well known that you and Frankie were good.
He were good to me, Mrs. MacPhillip, and I'm sorry for your trouble. Here, take these. I'm sorry for your trouble.
Chippo,
sure,
but you've had enough, Chippo. Come along with me.
I'm not going.
Clarence and Callahan
wants to see you.
I'm not going. Come on, man. Come on now. He's not going to eat you. Tell me, are you afraid of the commandant and Frankie's other friends?
I'm not afraid of any man that was ever whelped. I'm not afraid of the whole world. Wait, now, just a minute.
Where did you get that £20? Tell us.
I can't remember. I'm drunk. I can remember nothing at all.
Confess, man. Ease your soul. Who is the informer?
I didn't know what I was doing. Can't you see what I mean? Is there no man here to tell him why I did it? Me head is sore. I can't tell him.
You're the informer.
Sure he is. He's the one. It's Chippo.
It's Chippo, all right. Get out of the way! Hey, look out! Look out, all of you!
Before we get him, we're done for.
The whole movement's done for. Get him, boys. Get him!
I gotta run. I gotta have a plan.
That's what you did to me, Mother.
No. Casey. That's it. Casey, she can help.
I forgive you,
Jimbo.
That's what you did to me, Mother.
I'll smash you. Leave me alone. I'll smash the whole world.
What did you do?
I informed them, Frankie. Yes, that's how I got the £10 for you.
Jeepo, my God, have mercy on you.
I'm about to get away with. They're not going to get me. That's how I love you, Katie. I sold out my own pal for you.
That's a lovely fire.
Ah, it's good to be out in the dark. I'll flop here for the night. Then we'll get away. I'm tired and I'm sleepy.
Lie down. Rest yourself.
That's good. Good. You don't know how it is to be running around in the fog in a night like this. Sit down beside me. You're the only one I can trust now, Jay. Do you love me?
Yes, Jim. I love you when I'm sick. But you don't know what you've done to me. You don't know what you've done. Oh, Jippo, you didn't know what you were doing. I'd lay down my life for you, you poor blind boy.
Pellington!
Jippo, get the chair.
No.
Jippo!
No!
I'll never forgive you, Jippo, for what you did to my father.
No, no, no! Father, there's no time!
Oh, there's something else I got to run. There's somebody I've got to see.
There you go. Look out of you.
Informer! Father. There's no time. I've got to run.
Jippo.
Mrs. McPhillip. Forgive me. I was shot, Mrs. McPhillip. I informed on your son, Mrs. McPhillip. Oh, forgive me.
I forgive you, Jippo. You didn't know what you were doing.
Oh, Frankie. Oh, Frankie, did you? Your mother forgives me. She forgives me. You hear me? Frankie, she.
Thank you, Wally Ford, and you too, J. Carroll Nash, for that great performance. Before Betty Garbo left for New York, she took a story idea to Metro, and they'll try to develop it into a picture for her. Mickey Rooney is in trouble again in Phoenix, Arizona. He went to the races one afternoon, didn't show up for his theater performance that night, and money had to be refunded. And Mickey, who's 29, has been seen in the company of a high school junior. Branch Rickey, one of baseball's finest, is letting Clarence Brown use his Pittsburgh Pirates in Paul Douglas's picture, The Angel and the Pirates. And the premiere will be held in Pittsburgh during the next World Series games. And Donna Maria Cochran, the 8-year-old daughter of a Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer janitor, plays the child who sees the angel. Place Waldorf Astoria, date May 5th, host 42nd Street. Occasion, the celebration of 42 years of friendship between Georgie Jessel and Eddie Cantor. Benny Baruch, Irving Berlin, Jack Benny, George Burns, and Tallulah Bankhead will be the speakers. When Vendetta hit the Ballyhoo Trail across the country, its star, Faith DeMerck, went with it to the key cities, but was too busy to see the picture. She expected to attend the opening here, but the flu got her instead. And you can take with a grain of salt the report that Harry S. Truman has decided not to run in 52. Even our banks go Hollywood. The Security First National started a hop-along savings setup for kids. Opening day, the tellers wore Hoppy costumes. Neither Hoppy nor his horse was present, but his horse's understudy was. I guess Hoppy was home counting his money. Tomorrow, the Louis K. Sidney celebrates their 38th wedding anniversary. That bright boy, George, who directed Showboat, is their son. A stock complaint in the musical world has been the lack of good training for our talented young people here in America. Well, less than 100 miles from Hollywood, plans are underway for a great music center. Yes, the Music Academy of the West up in Santa Barbara has recently been endowed with a new home and a brand new executive director who plans to make it the greatest music school in the world. Who is he? Well, you'll know the importance of the new school when you hear his voice. You've all heard and loved it for years. Listen.
The minstrel boy to the war is gone. In the ranks of death you'll find him. His father's story has turned on, and his wild heart flung behind him. The land of song, set the warrior's heart, know the world be crazy. Go on, for at least thy right shall go. One faithful heart shall praise thee. The minstrel fell, but the cloven strain could not bring that flood full under. The heart he loved never spoke again. For he thought it was the thunder, and set no chains as crazy, thou soul of love and bravery. His thy tongue were made for the pure and free, they shall never stand in slavery.
Of course, it's John Charles Thomas, green necktie and all. But you're a day late with the decoration, aren't you, John?
364 days early. It's in your honor, not St. Patrick's.
Oh, John, tell me more about your new job.
Well, I'm up to my neck in it, obviously. Maybe a little bit above. But it's wonderful. Hedda, the greatest musical talent in the world is right here in the West, and we intend to develop it. Our faculty includes Lotta Lehman, Piatigorsky, Alec Templeton, Louis Persinger for violin, Dr. Richard Lert, and for piano, Igor Stravinsky.
And for voice, of course, you have that famous trio.
That's right, Hedda. John Charles Thomas.
Oh, it sounds marvelous. You know, I'd like to go there myself.
Fine, we'll make it a quartet.
Singing what? Close Agony? Only, John, how will you find time for all this? You're still giving concerts, aren't you?
Yes, and in my spare time, I've just persuaded 10 pigs to reach the weight of a ton at the age of 5.5 months. My own feed formula. Greatest achievement of my career.
Pigs?
But seriously, you're right, Hedda. I don't have much time anymore for farming and singing. The school is the most important thing.
And so, because people haven't heard you so much lately, the most important thing for me to say right now is sing, Professor. Sing.
Sometimes in the hush of the evening hour, when shadows creep from the west, I think of the twilight song you sang and the boy you loved to rest. The wee little lad to his thousand head that long, long ago was done. has come to man's estate. Don't stalwart in body and strong, you'd hardly know that he was the lad you lulled with your slumber song. The years have altered the form and the life, but the heart is unchanged by time. And still he's only your boy as of old. Oh, little mother of mine, oh, little mother of mine.
Those are going to be very lucky youngsters to attend that music school. You know, I dare say the little mother who inspired the song John Charles Thomas sang so beautifully had her share of trouble. But I want to tell you about a friend of mine. She was stricken with cancer, was told by her doctor she had just 6 months to live. 6 months of life. How to spend them? Take a trip, make some fast business deals, and lead a gay life? She ended up by growing flowers in her own garden and got the greatest happiness she'd ever known. Today, when we're struggling for more of everything, money, power, security, we forget that beautiful things cost so little. Sometimes nothing, a visit with a friend, a walk through a country lane, sunshine, birds, books. How little that costs. But what wouldn't a dead millionaire pay for one day of it upon this green March earth? Each sunrise ushers in another glorious day for us, the living. Maybe we're on the wrong road to happiness. If we spent the same energy learning how to be happy without money as we do in trying to make more, most of our economic ills would vanish. Envy, greed, crime had no place in the silent contemplation of a sunset or the patter of rain on a window. While waiting for someone to change the life of the nation for us, we ourselves might find salvation in that ancient teaching, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." And many of them already have.
Next week, NBC will again bring you Hedda Hopper with Hollywood News, brought to life by Robert Mell of the Metropolitan Opera, Louise Reiner, and Ethel Barrymore.
Good night, everybody.
The program was transcribed. Coming up now on NBC, it's the Theater Guild on the Air one-hour presentation of the play Genie, starring Barry Sullivan and Margaret Phillips. Then for adventure in the Wild West, hear Joel McRae as hard-bitten ranger Jace Pearson in Tales of the Texas Rangers. Now hear Genie on Theater Guild on NBC.